From KBIA Self and Wealth Desk, I'm Harum Helmi. On Monday, rural Washington, Missouri became the 23rd town in the state to ban smoking in all restaurants and bars. I caught up with the members of Breathe Easy Washington, the group that made the ban happen, as they celebrated at a local restaurant. Joyce Lara is a member of the group. She's had a hand in getting three other small Missouri communities go smoke-free. So I talked to her about what it takes to get a rural town to ban smoking.
Well, I think sometimes in your rural area, you can run into a lot of oppositions as well, because those council members and those kind of people, they may be really good friends with a lot of those people. An example of is our mayor back in Kirksville when we were doing this. She had a lot of friends that were smokers, and she just wouldn't give an inch. So I think there's that kind of thing can play both features for you. Having some really good friends that own bars or restaurants, or it's your best friend's friends or your best friend's, you know, parent or something to that extent, that they're just really scared and really skeptical of, and people are concerned about them.
Do you think there's a trend of smaller communities going smoke-free?
Well, we've gotten the major communities, with an exception of St. Joe, really our colleges, where we have big colleges and that kind of stuff is already taken. Washington is kind of set that trend also. We don't have any kind of college here whatsoever in Washington. And to my best of knowledge, we're the only one in the state that really has that. Chillicothe is one that has an ordinance, and it's a pretty strong ordinance, but not as strong as this. But I think they may have a tech school or a beauty school or something in that community where we don't. And that's just kind of the next phase. We've already hit all of the college towns in the state of Missouri, you know, where we're going to go. We're seeing some efforts in the 10,000 and under. I've got a couple communities that are 3,000 to 5,000 that are really looking at this as well. So I think you're going to start seeing that. And you're seeing that trend as people are now accepting that, you know, this is something we need to have done. We have about 30 communities in the state of Missouri that are working on ordinances, with probably about 10 of them really strong and hopefully to get through some type of good ordinance this year. We probably have 10 to 15 that are in the southeast Missouri, and that's a very hard area to crack. But there's been some progress in terms of that, and we'll be continually, I think, making some progress there. Just bringing it up down there is a huge step, and so I think that's little by little we'll get some things moving. But we'll start seeing more smaller rural communities, I think, take charge in the next few months.
How long do you think until the state, the entire state, becomes smoke-free?
Years. Really years. We've got still a lot of grassroots efforts that needs to be done. Our government at the state level is quite a challenge in terms of it, but I think Sedalia is also one that, you know, is looking at a strong ordinance, and they have to have that done pretty soon. If we can get St. Joe to get a strong ordinance, the more that we get, the better we're going to be, but it's still several years away.
Stay tuned to KBIA for more stories on the smoke-free movement in the state. That's it for this week's Health and Wealth Update. Thank you for listening. I'm Harum Helmi.